Exodus chapter 32. When the people saw that Moses hadn't come down from the mountain, but was staying there a long time, he was up there 40 days and 40 nights, they came to Aaron and said to him, "We don't know what has become of this Moses who led us out of Egypt. So make us gods to lead us." So they recognized that Moses had brought them out of Egypt. But they simply are so impatient. And they want to have a god to lead them, an idol. How tragic is that? Now, Ezekiel 20 says that they actually took the idols of Egypt with them out of Egypt, which is really tragic. And Stephen reminds them how they carried the star of their god Remphan with them, even through the Red Sea. And they actually carried the tabernacle of Moloch with them, as well as that of Yahweh, through the wilderness. Now, how tragic is that? That they really just were not interested in the true God. Although they were doing this with the fire of God's presence burning up at the top of the mountain, they saw this visible presence of God. But it clearly was not enough for them. They wanted still to just go back to their idols. So when people say, "Oh, I wish I could see a miracle," well, they saw miracles every day. They had the manna, they had the water from the rock, they had so much. And yet they still just wanted to go back to idols. Aaron said to them, and he really fails here, "Take off the gold earrings which your wives, your sons, and your daughters are wearing. Bring them to me." And so the people removed their gold earrings and gave them to Aaron. And he took the earrings, cast them into the fire, and melted them and made a golden calf. And the people said, "This is your God, O Israel, who brought you up out of Egypt." Well, they just said, "As for this Moses who brought us out of Egypt, we don't know where he is." And now Aaron makes them the golden calf, and they say, "Wow, this is the God who brought us out of Egypt." So you see how ungrateful people are. And this is why we've got to really keep on trying to read the Bible and daily keep ourselves in touch with God, so that we are not going to be like them and go back to Egypt just like that. So Aaron built an altar in front of the golden calf, and he proclaimed, "Tomorrow we will have a feast to Yahweh." So you see the problem, that they're mixing worshipping Yahweh with worshipping idols. And that's always been our temptation, maybe not to become atheists, but to mix the worship of God with the worship of idols. And so, early the next morning, they brought animals to burn as sacrifices, and others that they offered as peace offerings, and the people sat down to their feast, which turned into an orgy of drinking and wrong behavior. And the Lord said to Moses, "Go down immediately, because your people whom you led out of Egypt have sinned. And they have turned against me. They have already turned aside from the way that I commanded them to follow. They have made a golden calf, and they have worshipped it, and they have offered sacrifices to it. They're saying that this is now their God who brought them out of Egypt. I know the rebellion of these people. Now, do not try to change my mind. I am furious with them, and I shall destroy them, and I will make from you, Moses, and from your descendants, a great nation." But Moses pleaded with the Lord, his God, just like God had asked him not to, and said, "Lord, why should your wrath wax so hot against your people, whom you brought out of Egypt with your great might and power? Why should the Egyptians mock us that you led your people from Egypt, and yet you plan to kill them in the mountains and destroy them totally? Cease from your anger, change your mind, and relent from bringing this evil upon your people. Remember now your servants Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Remember the promises that you made to them, to give them a seed as many as the stars in the sky, and to give to their children all that land that you promised would be their possession forever. And so Yahweh changed his mind and did not punish his people with the evil that he had threatened. Now, how amazing is that? That God promises something, that he's going to do something, he's going to destroy his people and make a new nation from Moses, and Moses changes his mind. Now, that was only through a lot of very intense prayer. This was not just the odd 5 minutes. This was very, very intense prayer and reasoning with him. You see then how open God is to change. He states his purpose, but in the gap between the statement of that purpose and fulfilling it, we can reason with him in prayer. And this is what makes prayer so intense. It mustn't just be rattling off a few words, but really seeking to change, as we see right, the path that God apparently has set. And God says, you know, I will condemn a nation, but if that nation repents, then I will change and I will not do what I said. Moses returned down from the mountain, carrying the two stone tables with the commandments written on both sides. God himself had written with his finger the commandments upon them. This was how close God was to them, and they just didn't want it. Joshua heard the shout of the people, and he said to Moses, "I hear the sound of war in the camp." But Moses replied, "That is not the shout of victory, nor is it the cry of defeat. Rather do I hear the voice of singing." When Moses was close enough to the camp to see the golden calf, and he saw the people dancing, he was extremely angry. And so he threw down the tables that he was carrying and broke them. He took the golden calf which they had made. He ground it into powder and mixed it with the water and then made the Israelites drink of it. He said to Aaron, "What did these people do to you that you made them do such an awful sin?" Aaron replied, "Please don't be angry with me. You know how intent these people are to do evil. They said to me, 'We don't know what's happened to this man Moses who brought us out of Egypt, so make us a god to lead us.' I asked them to bring me their gold jewelry, and those who had gold jewelry took it off and gave it to me, and I threw them into the fire, threw the gold ornaments into the fire, and out came this calf." Well, that's obviously not true. It's a mixture of truth and error. Instead of just admitting his wrong, Moses saw that Aaron had let the people make foolishness of themselves before their enemies. So he stood at the gate of the camp and cried, "Each one who is on the Lord's side, come here." The Levites gathered around him, and he said to them, "Yahweh God of Israel commands each of you to put on his sword and go right through the camp from one side to the other and kill his brothers, neighbors, and associates." The Levites did what they were told and killed about 3,000 men that day. Moses said to the Levites, "Today you have made yourselves holy as priests in the service of the Lord by killing your sons and brothers. So the Lord has given you his blessing." The next day Moses said to the people, "You have sinned a great sin, but now I will again go up the mountain to Yahweh. Maybe I can get forgiveness for your sin." Moses returned to Yahweh, and it was quite a climb for him up the mountain, and he said, "These people have sinned a great sin. They have made a god from gold and worshipped it. Please forgive their sin, and if not, then remove my name from the book you have written." And I think what he's saying is, may I not be in the kingdom of God. May I lose my eternal life so that they might be saved. Now, God doesn't work like that. He doesn't work on the basis of somebody being a substitute for another person. And that's why he says, Paul says that Moses would have done this for the people. But ultimately, God did not accept it because they had to repent themselves. And all Moses could be was their representative. But it's a wonderful level of love to reach, to be prepared to offer your eternal life for other people. And so the Lord replied to Moses, because he doesn't accept the idea of, well, I won't be in the kingdom, so you can be, like being a substitute. He doesn't accept that. He said, those who have sinned against me will I blot out from my book. Now go, lead the people to the place that I told you of. My angel will go before you. But when I visit, I will visit their sin upon them. Yahweh plagued the people because they had made Aaron to make the golden calf. Well, although they did make Aaron do it, Aaron was still guilty for doing what he did. So this is really shameful. And to think that they did all this with God providing them food every day and still seeing this awesome fire burning, the fire of judgment, in the cloud on the top of the mountain. So the fact that God forgives them and how open he was to the pleading of Moses is, of course, a great encouragement to us, because we have more than Moses. We have Jesus to plead for us.